Good morning, Find Your Five Prayer Partners. This is Tuesday, March 16th. Today we're going to read for an excerpt from a pamphlet by Thomas Paine called Common Sense. In the following pages, I offer nothing more than simple facts, plain arguments, and common sense, and have no other preliminaries to settle with the reader than that he will divest himself of prejudice and preposition and suffer his reason and his feelings to determine for themselves that he will put on, or rather that he will not put off, the true character of a man and generously enlarge his views beyond the present day. The sun never shined on a cause of greater worth. 'Tis not the affair of a city, a county, a province, or a kingdom, but of a continent, of at least 1/8 part of the habitable globe. 'Tis not the concern of a day, a year, or an age. Posterity are virtually involved in the contest and will be more or less affected, even to the end of time, by the proceedings now. Now is the seed time of continental union, faith, and honor. The least fracture now will be like a name engraved with the point of a pen on the tender rind of a young oak. The wound would enlarge with the tree, and posterity read it in full-grown characters. Written by Thomas Paine from Common Sense, 1776. I, too, am convinced that most people today are fence-sitters, choosing to stay complacent, unbothered, and head-in-sand pacifists. I am convinced also that our revolutionary war heroes were affected the same way. Thomas Paine was an influential 18th century writer of essays and pamphlets. Among them were The Age of Reason, Regarding the Place of Religion in Society, Rights of Man, A Peace Defending the French Revolution, and Common Sense, which was published during the American Revolution writings. And he battled for American freedom, encouraged the masses to lay down their plows and pick up rifles, and caused the average colonist farmer to get involved with the fight for America. His words mattered. They can do the same for us today as we wage cyber word wars against the wicked enemy seeking to change the heart and soul of our very nation. Every utterance we say, every writing we send out, every conversation we enlist, every shout out we explode into the public ear, and every neighbor we engage in thought-challenging dialect can serve to ignite a fiery call for freedom and prod forth a push for justice from sleepy citizens who have been misled into comfortableness. America, whether Peter Public realizes it or not, is in the fight for its very life, the new revolution. For the USA is at hand. It is time to stand up, shake up the people, and raise up a true fighting class of the faithful republic. Talk, write, shout, sing, yell, converse, lecture, send out emails, texts, and tweets, and then pray with your Lord and loud voice so that our people across this great nation will open up their eyes to the danger lurking in our communities. Good faithfuls, isn't it high time to put on your pain face and call out your neighbors, friends, and family to defend our communities? Isn't it the right moment for you and me to speak up, speak out, and speak forcefully? How about firing up your keyboard? How about joining in with your own communication combat? And here are our Bible verses for today. From Isaiah 58:1. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice with a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And from James 1:12. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Dear Holy Father, today, as the world spins out of control, as our country slips quickly into a dark quagmire of sin, and as our neighbors and friends remain painfully asleep to the evil that is flooding into our communities, we are putting all of our trust in you. You are higher than any other, greater than all my worries, and more wonderful than any treasure on this earth. We seek your face today, my King, and we need your heavenly help to engage the demons who are stealing our children, corrupting our leaders, tarnishing our justice system, and placing sinful leadership in every public domain. Cause the believer who is asleep to wake up and see the truth. Give us the strength to fight the wickedness which is permeating the atmosphere as we put on our whole armor of you. Do not hold back your assistance, my King, as we stand firm in our faith. Let us remain steadfast under the trial and cause us to speak up to everyone who would listen about your promises and your great love. Help us be watchful, firm, and committed to your direction. Continue to guide President Trump, his family, his warriors, and his protectors. Send angelic guardians to protect us from the minions of the Satan. Show us how to speak out in our domain as we lift our unafraid voices like a trumpet declaring your mandates. Father, we need you. We need your wisdom. Give us the courage to not bend, not sway, and not cower to those who are corrupt. We adore you, and we acknowledge your holiness in all the earth. Thank you for the cross, your great sacrifice, and your ending love for us. In the name more blessed than any other, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.